Review Exam 3, Part 1. Question 1. One explanation for the moon illusion is that the terrain gives the impression of greater distance. One problem with this explanation is the fact that most people say the horizon moon looks, and your choices are, A, larger than the overhead moon, B, smaller than the overhead moon, C, closer than the overhead moon, or D, further away than the overhead moon. The answer is C. If this explanation was correct, you would expect people to experience that the moon near the horizon would look further away. If you recall the Mueller-Lear illusion, as well as the Ponzo illusion, one line looked longer, larger, than the other because we perceived it as being further away. So the same logic would work here. And you would expect that if we saw it as larger, we should also perceive it as being further away, not closer. If you wanted to choose A, larger than the overhead moon, well, it is true that it's larger than the overhead moon, but that is not a problem with this explanation. Question 2. Seeing an open door as rectangular, even when we are viewing it from an odd angle and the image hitting our retina is more in the shape of a trapezoid, is an example of A, bottom-up processing, B, shape constancy, C, preattentive processing, or D, motion parallax. The correct answer here is B, shape constancy. Basically, it's the principle that allows us to see things as their, quote, true shape really is, regardless of what angle we may be looking at them from. So that is shape constancy. Question 3. The blind spot of the retina is the point where, choices, A, the lens fails to focus an image, B, the optic nerve leaves the retina, C, the rod area overlaps the cone area, or D, the pupil casts a shadow onto the retina. The correct choice is B, the optic nerve leaves the retina. It is the blind spot, in fact, because there are no receptors. There is basically a hole in the wall through where all of the fibers that are going to go to the brain have to leave the retina, leave the eye, and head to the brain. That's what makes it blind. So B is the correct choice. Question 4. Cones make up or round blank of all the visual receptors in the human retina. Choices are A, 5 to 10%, B, 20 to 25%, C, 70 to 75%, or D, 85 to 90%. Remember that cones are found in the fovea mostly, and the fovea is a very small area. Rods are what you find mostly in the periphery, which is way larger. So there has to be way more rods than cones. So the correct answer is actually A, 5 to 10%. A very small amount of the receptors in the retina are actually cones. Question 5. As people grow older, the lens of each eye becomes less flexible. How does that change their vision? Choices. A. They have more trouble adapting to dim light. B. They have more trouble focusing on nearby objects. C. Objects towards the periphery of the visual field look smaller than before. Or D. colors appear less bright than before. For this answer, remember that the function of the lens is to focus on nearby objects. When you're looking at things that are far away, the cornea is the one responsible for the bulk of the focusing, so the lens doesn't really have to work. But when you're looking at things close up, that's when the lens has to work. And so if it's less flexible, it will not be able to do that job. So the correct answer here is that B, they have more trouble focusing on nearby objects.